So close your eyes and make yourself totally comfortable. If you want to lie down on the ground, go right ahead. If you want to adjust your chair or whatever.
Yeah, I'm on a slope.
Take a deep breath and enjoy this beautiful night. You may hear beautiful sounds coming from animals and children and the traffic, and just take it all in. Breathe deeply and smell that newly cut lawn. And it's a wonderful night in your life, and it's a wonderful first night of the rest of your life to make music and to enjoy life. And we play music in order to have more enjoyment of the finer things in life. And it's such a blessing, no matter what context. So just breathe in and relax for a minute at your own pace, in your own way. And just picture yourself playing the music you love, and you're playing everything perfectly, and everyone who's listening to you, whatever this, picture the place you're playing, how many people are listening to you, or who is listening in particular, or whatever, draw up your ideal scene of yourself playing perfectly and effortlessly. Nothing you play, even though it's amazing and the best you've ever heard yourself, nothing you play is really coming from any effort. You're not trying. So take a minute and conjure up the image of what that feels like, what it looks like, what it smells like, what it tastes like. And who are you playing with? And what, you know, what are you playing? What kind of music are you playing? And you're so relaxed while playing that it's almost as if you're watching yourself, the other musicians, the audience, or if you have your eyes closed, you're just kind of hovering above everything. And it's just flowing through you. It's totally, there's no impediment to the flow, and the results are nothing short of majestic. So take deep breaths and keep on playing in your mind. Take big deep breaths and exhale slowly. And as you feel the feeling of yourself playing effortlessly and deliciously, you come to a space, a very safe and beautiful space, in which you can simply acknowledge the following phrase. I am a master. And if saying that phrase to yourself brings up any uneasiness, just breathe. Just breathe it out. Breathe it in. Actually, you know, breathe in the resistance or anxiety or whatever it is. And just take a good long exhale. You may have to do that many times. That's fine. But just for right now, say it to yourself, I am a master, as you imagine this ideal scene. And feel where it is that's resistant in you. And again, just breathe it in. Big, long, deep breath, and breathe it out slowly, and keep repeating, I am a master. And really, any resistance that's there doesn't even have to do with the mastery part. It only has to do with the I part, if you can dig that. Once the I part is gone, there is nothing but mastery. Because, once again, you're not doing it. You're just observing this thing is going great, and you're not trying at all. So you can't really take credit for it. So there's no I there at all. There is only mastery. So if you prefer, you can say, well, just keep it the way it is. I am a master. And in addition to that, or instead of that, you may want to say, every note I play is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. Every note I play is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. And just imagine it to be true. Again, if there's resistance, just breathe it in and breathe it out. And as I say the words out loud, say them along in your mind with me. I am a master. Every note I play is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. I am a master. Every note I play is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard, even the quote mistakes, because the mistakes are part of the thing and the thing is beautiful, so therefore there are no mistakes. If the mistakes are inherent in the thing and the thing is perfect, then you can't really call those mistakes, at least not with the meaning that we usually associate with the word. So that's why you can truly say, every note I play is the most beautiful sound I've ever heard. And because of that, you can truly say, I am a master. So just take another minute and repeat those to yourself and visualize the scene and enjoy it and bask in it. And this is a practice you can do when you're feeling overwhelmed or before you have to play a performance that you're perhaps nervous about. Or you can make it a daily practice. you may notice that your playing becomes slightly more, for lack of a better word, playful. You may notice that you're slightly more able to be absorbed in the beautiful sound that you make with less judgment as you practice this. Really, the possibilities are extraordinary, and they're also extremely simple. And once you feel the feelings that you've accessed right now, it's a delicious way to reward yourself for the efforts, quote unquote efforts, that you put in your practice routine. We'll talk about that later, how to practice without effort. But for now, just giving yourself a taste of it. The more you do that, the more likely you'll be able to experience effortlessness while you're playing or practicing in general. So when you're ready, I'll ask you to open your eyes, all in your good time. And I'm going to ask you to silently go to your instrument leisurely. Perhaps even when you see your instrument, you can do a little, you know, gesture or bow or something to acknowledge appreciation for owning a beautiful instrument. And pick it up mindfully and play anything you want for the next however many minutes. You can go off by yourself, those of you who are wireless, or you can stay right here. But generally, you wouldn't necessarily be looking to play with anyone else. You're just exploring on your own. You're just being a little kid again. And see what it feels like. See if you can take the feeling you just conjured up in meditation while actually touching your instrument. And just have fun with that for a few minutes. Vocalists, just play around with your voice. I think I've said enough. Have fun.